Today is Tuesday, September 6, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, today was my first day back at work. We had a long weekend. I had a 4-day weekend because my haircut was on Friday, which, as we've discussed before, is in a salon 5 hours away from me, so it takes all day. I have to leave in the morning and drive there and then drive back. And then Saturday, we played Pokemon and just kind of hung out. And then Sunday, we did church, but we also went to a cave. And we had a situation. Yeah, I talked about it a little bit, but basically, we had to get fast food. Even though we were planning to go to a restaurant, there was a whole thing. There was a whole situation. But it was a nice drive. The cave was nice. I enjoyed it. And maybe when I retire someday, I'll work for a cave and be like a cave tour guide. Here is bat poo on the wall over there. They make mascara out of it. Over here, you'll find a stalactite. They have to hang on tight, so they're the ones that come from the ceiling, and stalagmites come up from the bottom. Over there, you'll see a soda straw. So anyway, we did that and got back. We got back around, you know, time to go to bed, so we ate. We got food, we ate, and then it was time to go to bed. And then yesterday, it was basically just errands that we needed to run. So in the morning, Mark wanted to, because he's got his swearing in ceremony or whatever, his becoming a citizenship ceremony. It's at a local art museum. I can't think of words right now. And so because he has that, he wanted to get a new suit. We also had the ring that I had got, I've told most of the story in various places, but for our anniversary, Mark got me a bracelet. We found out that it could not be resized. There was a problem returning it because it had been over 2 months since he had purchased it. You know, but we were in Europe, and then there was the whole sending it off to get it resized just only for them to tell us, oh, we can't resize this. And then, you know, we went in, they're like, okay, we'll make an exception. We'll do an exchange, but you have to exchange for something that's in the store. So we needed to do that. Well, so anyway, but the way they did the exchange, when we exchanged the bracelet, I needed to pick something that was in the store. And so I, you know, just in a rush, they didn't even have a very large men's section. And she said, you can't order anything. We can't order anything. It needs to be something that's currently in the store. So I picked out a ring that I liked. I mean, it was a nice ring, but it didn't quite, I mean, it fit, but I was a little, after I got it home, I was worried it might slip off my finger. But she said, we can't size this ring. You'd have to order it in a different size, but we can't do an order because we're doing this exchange for you, which we shouldn't be doing. So I'm like, okay, well, fine. All the watches were too expensive or more than what Mark paid for the bracelet. So I didn't want to cost him more money. Because a watch was an option as well. The earrings, because I do wear earrings, well, in one ear. Well, I have a cartilage ring in one ear, and I just have a regular earring in the other ear. But I don't ever take the cartilage ring out. So really, I wear, you know, one earring at a time. But all of the earrings for men were way cheap. They were way less than what he paid. So, you know, and he, I don't know if he cared what he paid, but I assume he wanted whatever I selected to be similar value, you know, to what he had purchased originally. And so I picked the ring, and I wore it for a few days, and I realized it was kind of loose, and what if I lose weight and my finger gets slimmer and they're not sizable? So I was like, I don't know. Well, the way they did the exchange, they returned, even though they said they couldn't do it, they returned the bracelet and credited the money back onto his credit card, and they did the ring as a separate purchase. So we were like, okay, what we're going to do, and we got a receipt with the ring as if it was just a, you know, nothing linking it to the bracelet at all. So we said, okay, what we're going to do, there's another Zales jewelry store in Fayetteville. We went to the one in Rogers, and the mall is in Fayetteville. And that's where Mark wanted to, he wanted to go to Express. He wanted to go to JCPenney. He wanted to go to a few places to look for a suit, a casual suit, not like a really formal suit, but like a suit jacket, pant sort of thing that he could wear to his citizenship ceremony. So we got up in the morning, and we went to, and I mowed just the front lawn because that was something that needed to be done. So I mowed, and then we took our showers and everything, and then we went to Fayetteville. And he picked out a suit. We saw some friends. We chatted a little bit, but he picked out a suit. We went to JCPenney, and we went to also Express. He picked out what he wanted. I bought some socks because I needed socks. And, you know, because I don't like the socks that I've got currently, so I want to replace them. But then I thought, man, it's kind of wasteful to throw away a bunch of socks. But I really don't like the socks that I have, so I wanted to replace them. And my drawer is way too full of socks. But you can't really take socks to Goodwill. I mean, maybe you can. I don't know. Can you take... I feel like underwear and socks like are things that if you've worn them, they don't want you to donate them. So I'm wondering if like it's just going to be a situation where I'm just like throwing away the socks that I don't want, or if it's something I could donate, because it feels like a waste. They're not, you know, they don't have holes in them or anything. I don't like them. But anyway, so we did that and we took the ring to Zales. And we said, hey, can we return this? We don't want to exchange today. We just want to return it. It doesn't fit. And so can we return it? And so they said, and they looked at the receipt and they said, yeah, no problem. We can return it. And so they returned it. No questions asked. So we kind of pulled one over on, because, you know, at the other one, they're like, no, we can't do a return. You're going to have to exchange. And then, you know, we kind of, so he ended up getting his money back. And I went online and found a watch from a company. You know what? I just Googled men's watches, which it's a company called Holzkern, Holzkern. And I was not looking for a smartwatch. I was just looking for a regular men's watch. I don't want a smartwatch. Just want a regular men's watch. And I don't want it to be too formal because I want to be able to wear it just every day, but I don't want it to be like a sports watch. So I want it to be a stylish casual. Anyway, this Holzkern company makes these watches that are so cool. They have stone or marble. Marble is stone, but I mean, they have other types of stone. So they have marble, they have, I don't know, slate. I'm not sure what all the stones are, but anyway, they have them. That's the inside of the watch. And then they have wood and metal in the band, and there's like trim and stuff. They're really cool looking. And so I told him I wanted him to order me a specific one of those. So that's going to be my anniversary present. We ate lunch in the food court because there's a Filipino place in the mall food court, and he wanted to eat there. So we did that. And then we did our grocery shopping, came home, and had a regular evening. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adambernsuk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.